Remember Horace Greeley's line about "Go west, young man, that you may grow up with the country."
I think it speaks to the common humanity between a lot of these pieces of art.
I'm Shayla Tu, and this is Two for Two, presented by the Ackland Art Museum, a two-minute weekly discovery of our amazing region.
There's something special going on at the Ackland Art Museum. It's a dialogue between photographers and painters. Or is it a romance?
About 80 items in all. It follows the artists who have discovered the American West.
Docent Nick Carter is the resident expert on Way Out West, an exhibit that honors a generous gift of Western landscapes by Hugh McAllister, augmented by the works from the Ackland's permanent collection.
It measures the 150 years from the close of the Civil War to the present, and the westward expansion that was prompted by the railroads and the United States government that had all these assets in western United States.
The beautiful range of hues in Edward Henry Potass' Bright Angel Canyon portrays the Grand Canyon as a part of an advertising campaign to entice travelers to journey west, while the stark contrasts and cliffside views hint at danger.
And it came in a time when America was in a romance with the West as the new Eden. And so there are many paintings that are incredibly romantic views of a new Eden in America.
Well, come on then. Travel west with me. We'll meet at the Ackland Art Museum, where admission is always free.
Two for Two is presented by the Ackland Art Museum. Join me next Friday right here on the Hill for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. The Ackland Art Museum is your local museum with a global outlook. Look close and think far at their world-class collection and special exhibitions. Until the next two.